Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Tainis Daf Tes. We left off on Daf Ches Amid Beis. We are at the two dots on Daf Ches Amid Beis. Kibbutz Chayosah Tzedakah Parnei Simen, about three lines before the lines get very wide. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Debbie and David Adelson, Le'ila Nishmas, David's grandmother, Pesya Rivka Bas Yeshayahu, in the Shem Shevin Aliyah. It is also sponsored anonymously, L'Zechus Refor Shalema, for Harav Yehuda Ben Sara Devara, Yishav Refor Shalema, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding at the bottom of Daf Chesam and Beis, and the Gemara is going to talk about first four different statements that Rabbi Yochanan makes about rain for the most part, and about giving tzedakah. The Gemara is going to have two statements that Rabbi Yochanan, or two conversations that Rabbi Yochanan had with Reish Lakish's child before Reish Lakish's mother, Rabbi Yochanan's sister, sort of rescued the child from the conversation. And then the Gemara is going to tell us how sometimes we have problems that are all of our own doing, and we blame other people for those problems. And the Gemara is going to derive a basis for that from the story of Yosef and the Shvatim. And then the Gemara is going to talk about how Parnassa comes to the world in the Zuchus of the Rabbim, and yet we got Parnassa in the Zechus of Moshe Rabbeinu. We got the man in the Zechus of Moshe Rabbeinu because Moshe Rabbeinu is like a Rabbim, since he's such an important person and he was so needed by the Rabbim. The Gemara is then going to tell us about three different Talmidim that went from Rava to Rav Papa after Rava was no longer alive, and they died because they didn't show enough respect to Rav Papa because they were always measuring him up against Rava, which was an impossible comparison. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that rain comes on account of the zuchus of a yachid, and is very targeted to exactly where it is needed. The Gemara is also going to talk on Amud Beis about a small rain before a big rain means that that more is coming, and a small rain after a big rain means that it's ending, that there's not going to be any more rain. And then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas where rainwater comes from, meaning it sounds almost like a scientific machlokas where there's going to be one shita that's right and one shita it's not right, but we'll see how to deal with that Bezras Hashem when we get there. So we left off again at the two dots. The last thing we said was, just to make a quick ha'ara, on the very last thing we said that that once you count your grain, you're not allowed to daven for it to be successful anymore, because that's going to be a tefillah shav. It's already determined. But when the grain is in the silo and you haven't yet counted it, you haven't yet measured it, then you are allowed to daven for it, because then it's samoy min ha'ayin, and brachas shora on that which is samoy min ha'ayin. So it always bothered me that if you look in the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Samach, where it talks about Leah davening when she was pregnant with Dina, that the baby should not be a boy, that the baby should be a girl, so that Rachel won't have to be shortchanged, that she shouldn't have even fewer Shvatim than the Shvachos have. So the Gemara says that the baby was changed and became a girl. The baby was originally a boy and became a girl. And the Gemara asks, you're not allowed to do that. That's a tefillah shav. You're not allowed to daven after you're already pregnant. It's already, just because nobody knows what the baby is, it's already determined. The baby already is what it is, and therefore it's also to do that. And the Gemara's basic answer, the Gemara gives two answers, but the basic answer was that Leah's allowed to do, we're not allowed to do that, but Leah's allowed to do that. She's an unusual tzedekes, and on her madrega, she's even allowed to daven for miracles. She's even allowed to daven for something that's already been determined. So it always bothered me, why is it that you're not allowed to daven for the gender of a baby after it's been determined, when nobody knows about it, yet when it comes to the grain in the silo, after it's already it's already in the silo, it just hasn't been measured, it hasn't been counted yet, you're allowed to daven for it. It's only once it's measured and counted that you're not allowed to daven for it. So it always bothered me as a kasha. Didn't see too many Rishonim or Achronim deal with it. I thought maybe the simplest pshat is that when you're davening for the grain, you're not davening that there should be more grain, that there should be a lot, you know, because that's already been determined. You're davening that there should be bracha. Bracha means that the market conditions should be such that you'll get a good price for this grain, that it won't rot, that you know, all sorts of things could be that in the process of grinding it and turning it into flour, you'll end up with a lot of fine flour. You know, there could be all sorts of things that are not yet determined, as opposed to the gender of the baby is already determined. Well, wait a second, if there are all sorts of things that are not yet determined, why can't you daven for the grain after you've already counted it? So that's a separate klal called Eina Bracha Metzuya Ela B'davra Samoy Min Ha'ayin. That in general, even though it wouldn't take a miracle for it to be bracha, But bracha is not going to be on something that's already quantified, that's already counted, that you've already been dealing with extensively and have had direct contact with. That's the best answer I can come up with. I haven't seen much. I asked Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein that question once, and he said, no, there's a difference between a nace and ribui, that whenever something already exists and you just want more of it, that's not really a nace. But when you're changing a boy to a girl, that's a nace. I just don't understand why that would be the case. Meaning, if you have one of something, and then all of a sudden it turns into ten of something, that would seem to be pretty miraculous. I don't know why that's less of a nace. So anyway, so the Gemara vayter now. Kibbutz kayosos tzedaka meiser parnas simin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan gadol yom agsham kiyom kibbutz kolios. First of the four statements of Rabbi Yochanan, that a rainy day is as great as the day of kibbutz kolios. Shnemar shuvah Hashem shvi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes those who are held in captivity like the afikim, like these streams that flow into an area that needs water desperately. So too, Klal Yisrael hopes for Geula to satiate our thirst. Ve'in afikim elamatar. Afikim is a reference to rain. Shemar ve'yiro afike yam. So you see that the lashon of afike or afik is a lashon of mayim, and therefore it's a lashon of rain. So you see that a rainy day is like kibbutz galios. Second statement of Rabbi Yochanan. From Rabbi Yochanan, gadol yom agsham shafilu ki yasos poskos bo. On a rainy day, even the violent troops, the battalions of soldiers will stop attacking. Shnemar tlameha ravei nachas kidudeha. That when you provide water for the plowed fields, then these soldiers are going to rest and they're not going to go out to do war. Meaning a lot of times war starts because of poor economic conditions. So if it's going to rain and the fields are going to be successful and everyone's going to be having prosperity, no one's going to feel a need to go out to war. No one likes war. You don't. What motivates it often is that there's a need for more economic prosperity. So if everyone's experiencing economic prosperity, it's not going to happen as much. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, third same of Rabbi Yochanan, Einag Shem Netzarin, El Bishvil Poske Tzedaka Berabim Ve'Einostin. When rain stops, it's on account of the Avera of committing to give tzedakah in public and then not following through on the pledge. They do a public appeal and you volunteer some exorbitant sum of money and then you don't follow through, you don't pay for it. That's what causes the rain to stop. The reason that even though there will be clouds and there will be winds, but still the rain will not come is because of a person who takes praise in matas sheker, in some false commitment. He says he's going to give tzedakah, but he doesn't do it. And as soon as he makes that commitment, he says, I'm going to give whatever sum of money. Everyone says, ooh, ah, that he's giving such a sum of money, and he's not giving anything. So that's because of how he flatters himself with that kind of kavod. That's what causes the rain to stop. And then a fourth statement of Rabbi Yochanan. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, ma'iduchsiv aser ta'aser. What is the pasuk teaching me when it says aser ta'aser, they should take maisos from all of your grain? Why the double lashon of aser te'aser? Aser b'shvil shetesasher. They should take maisos, and by giving maisos, it's going to be a zuchus to have ashirus. By giving, it's counterintuitive. Normally, one would assume that the more you give, the less you have. So you would think that that if you want a skula for wealth, that this would be the last thing you would do if you want to become wealthy, to always be giving. But if a person takes care of his meiser obligations properly and he gives his 10% that he's supposed to give to the levi, and he gives his meiser sheni, takes the meiser sheni and meiser ani in the proper years, so then it's a zuchus that he's going to become wealthy. In fact, Ashkei Rabbi Yochanan Yenukat Reish Lakish. One time, Rabbi Yochanan met Reish Lakish's young child, and Amalei Emily Pesukech. He said he was his nephew, so he said, "Nu, tell me what you're learning in yeshiva. Tell me the pasuk that you learned today." So the child told Rabbi Yochanan, "I learned the pasuk Aser Ta'aser." And then the child said, "Amalei my Aser Ta'aser." And let me tell you what my Rebbe said about it. You know what Aser Ta'aser means? Amalei. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I'll darshan it for you. Aser b'shvil shetis asher, that you should give maestros so that you will become wealthy. So the child said to Rabbi Yochanan, minolach, meaning the kid was learning in yeshiva, so he knew how to ask mehechitesi, right? How do you know that that's the case? That just because you give, it's going to be ashirus. So amalei zil nasi. So Rabbi Yochanan said, go try it out. Take maestros of your payros and see what happens. So amalei, the kid said, umi shari l'nasuye la kodesh baruch hu. You're allowed to do that. that. You're allowed to just test Hashem. Vaksiv lo sinasu es Hashem. Pasuk says lo sinasu es Hashem elokeichem kasher nisisim b'masa. You're not allowed to test the Ribbono Shlom. So how am I allowed to go and test the Ribbono Shlom and see if he's going to fulfill this haftacha? So with tzedakah, you're allowed all of a sudden test Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it taka that you're normally not allowed to test Hakadosh Baruch Hu? And so first of all, from the chinuch writes that kamokain, the chinuch writes mitzvah tavchav dalid ukamokain bechal ha'asara on the isur of testing Hashem says shalolasos mitzvah Hashem baruch al derech hanisayon kolomer sheyasa ad mitzvah lenasos im yigamalei Hashem kitzidko, that a person is not allowed to make a test to see if Hashem will treat you in kind, that if you're going to do great mitzvahs, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to be kind to you. Lo la'avas hakel v'yiraso oso, where the purpose of the mitzvah is no longer ava and yirashamayim. And the reason the Sefer HaChinuch says that we have such an iser is because schar mitzvos are not really for olam hazeh. Chazal darshan in the beginning of Masechta Avodah Zarah, hayom la'asosam l'machar l'kabel scharam, that today we do in this world in olam hazeh, we do the mitzvos in olam haba, we're mekabel schar for the mitzvah. So you can't test that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward you for mitzvos, because the reward is not meant for this world. The reward is meant for the next world. Shitas HaRambam in Yisod HaTorah Perek Yud Halacha Hey and in Sefer Mitzvos is that the Isser is not to test Hashem, not to test the Navi more than necessary. But we learn from this Pasuk also not to test Hashem, meaning the primary basic Isser in the Pasuk is that when you have a Navi, you know, you got to make sure that he's a Navi MS and not a Navi Sheker, but don't overdo it. You don't test him over and over and over again. Once he's proven himself, and over time, as the Nevuos, more and more of his Nevuos come true, he will enhance his reputation, and that's how the Rambam describes how a Navi becomes a well-known Navi. But our Gemara is telling us an additional level of interpretation that you're also not allowed to test Hashem, except for when it comes to tzedakah. So Rabbi Yochanan said to the child, "You know how I know? Hach yam Rabbi Hoshaya. Rabbi Hoshaya told us that the issur to test Hashem is in all mitzvahs of the Torah, chutz mizu, except for this mitzvah of meiser, of giving meiser. Shenemar avius kol meiser al beis ha'otzer v'yitarif bevesi uvichanuni na bazol somar Hashem tzvakos. You could test me with this," says Hashem tzvakos. Im lo eftach lechem es arubas Hashemai. I'm going to give so much bracha on account of this mitzvah. So you see, it's beferish that you're allowed, that dafka with this mitzvah, one is allowed to test Hashem. So wait, we just said why you're not allowed to test Hashem, because all the schar for mitzvahs is in olam haba, it's not really in olam hazeh. So why taka, is there an exception? I see that it's a pasuk, that there is an exception, but why? Why would there be an exception for the mitzvah of tzedakah? So the chinuch writes, because the pasuk says in Mishlei, malva Hashem chonein dal, that it's an unusual thing that when a person is chonein dal, when a person gives tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes him money. He becomes like a lender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's like you're taking care of Hashem's children, and Hashem's going to pay you back for taking care of his children. So any amount of averus that you might do is not going to get in the way of that. Meaning, if I owe somebody money, the guy could be a big avaria, and I still owe him the money, right? If I borrow $1,000 from somebody, and then I find out the guy was Mechal Shabbos yesterday, I still have to pay him back the $1,000. It's got nothing to do with anything. So if it's Malda Hashem Chonein Dal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes me the money, then however many averus I do is going to be entirely irrelevant. However, the Meiri and the Ben Yoyada say, no. A person's averus can prevent the bracha that should be otherwise forthcoming on account of him giving tzedakah and taking care of his maestro obligation. But the Pashut reading of the Gemara sounds not that way, and the Sefer HaChinuch sounds not that way. That regardless of your averus, that's what Rav Shimon Shkap writes in his famous Hakdama to Shari Yosher. In the Hakdama to Shari Yosher, he talks all about this inyan that when it comes to giving, all the other mitzvahs and averus you do are lo ba b'chashbon. When it comes to a person who gives tzedakah and who takes care of others, so it's a separate cheshbon. You give tzedakah, you're going to become rich. You're going to become wealthy. And Rav Shimon explains. He gives a mashal. He says, if let's say imagine you had money to invest, so you were trying out two different financial advisors. So one of them is a really really sweet guy. Really, you know, he answers your phone calls every time. and he's always kind to you, and he sends you a birthday card, and he's just a really sweet guy. He just has no idea what to do with money. So all the money you give to him, he loses. But he's a sweetheart. And the other guy is nasty, and he's difficult to deal with. But your money grows like crazy. Every time you invest something with him, he's a magician. He turns it into, if he's a magician, you should be a little suspicious. But he's fantastic. So who are you gonna, when you have more money to invest, who are you gonna go to? So you're gonna you'll be very nice to the nice fellow, but you're not gonna give him more money to invest. When you have more money to invest, you can go to the guy who knows how to deal with the money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu invests money with us. We're the financial advisors. He gives us some money to handle. If we know what to do with it, we're taking care of the poor, we're doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim with it. So Hashem's forgetting how nice I am to Hashem in other areas of my life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to know, should I invest more money with this person? So that's what Rav Shimon writes, that the dafka, when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, aser b'shvil shetes asher. In fact, Rav Shachter quotes from Salvechik that he thought that when a person, let's say, gets an aliyah and they make a mishaberech, that you should be blessed on account of, so you're not allowed to say on account of anything, because you're not allowed to test Hashem with any mitzvahs except for tzedakah. So it's always got to be tzedakah. So that's why whenever Rav Shachter comes to Shabbos and you make a mishaberech, he always makes a neder to give tzedakah, and he always leaves me with like a check for something to give to the shul, because of this gemara, that you're only allowed to test with chunin abezos. Only with tzedakah are you allowed to say that you should be blessed, or you're asking for a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka on account of that mitzvah. That's what the gemara says, that someone who says Omer selazul tzedakah al menas yichye bini harizet tzadik gamur, that al menas, that you're going to get some reward for giving tzedakah, so that's fair. You're allowed to do that with tzedakah. Harizet tzadik gamur, person tzadik gamur doesn't mean tzadik gamur. We shouldn't point out it means tzedakah gemura, that it doesn't make you a tzadik gamur in every other area of your life. It means that you've completely fulfilled the mitzvah of tzedakah. So anyway, says Mar, my ad b'li dai. What does it mean? Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us so much bracha. Ad b'li dai. What does that phrase mean? Amram bercham amrav ad sheyivlu sifsosecha milomar dai. Till our lips are going to be worn out from saying dai, because we're going to have so much. We're just going to be so satisfied with it. Which, by the way, is not the natural way of things, right? People normally harot yesh mishle yesh lamana ratzam asayim. Normally, when people have a certain amount, they don't say dai. They say more, please. You know, that's always the way that people's attitude is. So it's a bracha that we should have that sense of being mistopic with what we have. So the child said to Rabbi Yochanan, you know, if I would have gotten up to that pasuk in my learning in Sefer Malachi, I'm still a little kid, I'm not up to Sefer Malachi yet, but had I gotten to that pasuk, I wouldn't have needed your drasha of Aser B'Shvil Shetes Asher, because Lo Shaya Rabcha, and I wouldn't have needed the drasha that Rabbi Yoshaya that he quoted from Sefer Malachi to learn that you're allowed to test Hashem with Meiser, because I would have known it on my own from the pasuk of Avuchunini Navazos. So sometimes you need to have a little bekias in order to be able to, in order to be able to see all the messages that are out there, and you don't necessarily need to have every drasha on a deeper level on the pesukim. You just need to know more pesukim. On another occasion, Rabbi Yochanan saw Reish Lakish's child, his nephew, the Yasev Amar, that was saying the pasuk, Ivelas Adam to Salif Darko, Val Hashem Yizaf Libo, that because a person does something wrong, he acts like a fool. His path is all messed up, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry at him, and he does, and he starts suffering. And Al Hashem Yizaf Libo, and he gets angry at Hashem. Why is Hashem doing this to me? It's because of his own doing, but he gets angry at Hashem. So if yes, Rabbi Yochanan would come to Tamar. Rabbi Yochanan was sitting there, and he was wondering, Amar Mi Kamidi Diksiv B'Ksuvim Lom Rizi Bar Raisa. Is it possible that there's something that's written in Ksuvim and there's no remez to it in the Torah? Can't be. All of Sifrei Nevi'im Ksuvim are based in the Torah. There always has to be a remez to Sifrei Nevi'im Ksuvim in the Torah. That's what the Chazal tell us, that Lasadavo, the Nevi'im Ksuvim are going to be battle, because we're going to know how to derive all of those messages from the Torah itself. The Torah is the basis for everything. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his Mevo to Limud HaMikra, at the beginning of Sefer Emes Yaakov, says it's similar to the relationship between Mishnayos and Braisos, that everything that you find in a Braisa is just an expansion of that which it says in the Mishnah. But if you knew how to read the Mishnah really well, you would see the messages of the Braisos already incorporated in the Mishnah. So you have such a similar thing with Chumash and the rest of Nach. So the child said to Rabbi Yochanan, Atu Hamilo Remizi? What, you think there's no remez in the Pasuk? Of course there's a remez in Chumash. Vaksiv, when it talks about the Shvatim going down to Mitzrayim and meeting Yosef after he suspected them of being meraglim. So vayetz aliba meyachredu ishalachiv leimar mazos asa elokim lanu. They start looking at each other. Oyvei, he's accusing us of being spies. What's Hashem doing to us? And they didn't realize that the onus was coming because of their own avera, because of what they did. The mechiras Yosef, what they made their own bed. So that's the remez that to the yisod that it says explicitly in Sefer Mishlei. So Rabbi Yochanan was very impressed that the child was such a sharp child. So Dalene v'chazabes. Now he wanted to see the child. Rabbi Yochanan had a problem with his eyes. He had these heavy eyelids. It was difficult for him to open his eyes and to see. But this was worth the effort. A child that was so sharp. He wanted to see the child. So he lifted up his eyes to look at the child. That's what Rashi writes, because he had very large eyelids or eyelashes or something that covered his eyes, and he had to like manually lift them. The Gemara says in Baba Kama Kuf Yud Zayin that he had like mizalge kesef, he had these silver forks or some sort of utensil that would lift up his eyelids because they were so difficult to lift up, which is hard to picture. It's also the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, so Rabbi Yochanan was the most beautiful man in the world. The Gemara in Maseches Bamatzia, the Gemara tells us that's how the shidduch was made with Rabbi Yochanan's sister and Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish saw Rabbi Yochanan and said, "Wow, that is one magnificent looking man. I wonder if he has a sister." So that was that, and that's how Reish Lakish did tshuva, and the relationship developed. So obviously some other definition of beauty than 21st century American definition of beauty, but he had these very heavy eyelids, so he wanted to go and look at the child. So I see Ime Apikte. Right away the child's mother came and took the child away, that Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't be able to look at him. So the child's mother, meaning Rabbi Yochanan's sister. So Amrlei, so the she said to the child, Tami kame dilola avid lach kedavid lavucha. Get out of there. I don't want him to do to you what he did to your father. Because when he was nosein enav on your father died. The Gemara says in Bamatzia Peidalin, that story. Rabbi Gershom adds, Rabbi Yochanan did it to turned Reish Lakish into a gal shel atzamos. So the Megadim Chadashim, he asks that over there, it doesn't say that he killed him with ayin hara. It says that Reish Lakish died because of the chalisha sadas that he caused Rabbi Yochanan to have. So what does it mean that he hurt him with his eyes? But apparently that's how he did it, that he caused chalisha sadas. So Rabbi Yochanan gave Reish Lakish a look, and that's when Reish Lakish dropped dead. He either returned to a gal shel atzamos, whatever that means, but he dropped dead, and therefore the mother wanted to save the child from suffering the same fate. So once we mention Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara tells us another maimer of Rabbi Yochanan. Bam Rabbi Yochanan, matar bishvil yachid. Rain comes down even on account of the zechus of an individual. But parnasa bishvil rabin. But actual extra bracha only comes to the world because of the masses. When many people need to be fed and need a lot of bracha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia that bracha only in the zechus if the rabin are zocha to it. But a yachid who needs bracha in his own tevua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to change what was supposed to happen this year on account of the Yachid. He's going to leave the original Gezerah, whatever was decided on Rosh Hashanah, he's going to leave that in place. So, Matar Bishul Yachid, how do I know that rain comes down on account of a Yachid? Because the Pasuk says, Yiftach Hashem Lecha, Esot Tzaro HaTov, L'Seis Mitar Artzicha. So from the fact that it says Mitar Artzicha, Lashon Yachid, sounds like even for one person's land, one person's field, Hashem is going to make it rain. Parnasa Bishvil Rabim, but Parnasa comes on account of the Rabim, on account of the masses. Dichsiv Hinni Mamtir Lachem Lechem Minashamayim, etc. So you see, when it comes to the man, there is a special bracha that it says Lachem Belashon Rabim, that only a tzibur that's a Rabim, only on account of a tzibur that's a Rabim does the Kodesh Baruch Hu give Parnasa, does the Kodesh Baruch Hu give actual mazon. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan, Meisvei Rabbi Yosi per Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says Shlosha Parnasim Tov. There were three great leaders for the Jewish people in the generation of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and in the zechus of each of them, we got something special. Eluhain, Moshe, Aaron, Umiriam, Ushlosha Matanos Tovos Nitnu Al Yadam, and there were three great matanos that we received in the zechus of these three siblings of Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. VeEluhain, Be'er, VaAnan, Uman. The Be'er for water to drink, and the Anan Yakavod that traveled with us in the Midbar to protect us And the man that gave us what to eat. Be'er b'zchus Miriam. Amul Anan b'zchus Aaron. The Be'er was in Miriam's chus. The Anan covered were in Aaron's chus. And man b'zchus Moshe. And the man was in the chus of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it's called Be'era shel Miriam. Because until Miriam died, we had water from it only on account of her z'chus. So it's the Be'era shel Miriam. So we have all these three things. But then Mesa Miriam died. And Nistalka Be'er. And the Be'er disappeared. And how do I know that? Shinamar, because the pasuk says that Vatamas Shom Miriam Uksiv Basrei, and it says after the death of Miriam V'lo Hayomayim La'eda, all of a sudden we didn't have any water anymore, and that's why everyone came Vayikalu. The pasuk says Vayikalu Al Moshe V'Aaron, and everyone came complaining to Moshe and Aaron. So you see from the smichus of Miriam's death and the cessation of water that the water must have been there on account of Miriam. But then V'chaz B'zchus Shneihen, it returned back on in the zchus of both Moshe and Aaron. Meis Aaron, then Aaron HaKohen died, Nistalko Anani Kavod, and the Anani HaKavod disappeared. Shenemar Yishma Kanani Melech Arad, because the Pasuk says that the Kanani Melech Arad heard, and they therefore attacked. So Mashmur Shama, what did they hear exactly that caused them to go start a war with Klal Yisrael? Shama Shemeis Aaron, Nistalko Anani Kavod, that they heard that Aaron HaKohen died, and therefore the Anani Kavod are no longer protecting Klal Yisrael. Ukasavar, and they figured that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Anani Kavod, Israel. So that's an open invitation to go fight a war with Klal Yisrael. Up until now, they've been protected by the Anani Kavod, who was Bracha Levatala, to go fight a war. You're not going to get anywhere. But now that the Anani Kavod are gone, it's a perfect opportunity. And that's why the Pesukim say prior to that, Vayiru Kole'edo Ki Gova Aaron, that Amar Rabbi Yavo, Al Tikri Vayiru, don't read it as Vayiru, that they saw that Aaron died, Ela Vaye Ra'u, that it was a lesson of Giloy, that it became revealed to them, because Aaron died and the Anani Kavod were removed, and they were therefore open to the meaning. They were now revealed. They were now visible. They were now exposed. That's what it means. Kedidarish Reish Lakish, Dam Reish Lakish, Ki Mishamish Barba Lashonos. The word Ki in the Torah can mean four different things. It can mean E. It can mean if, like a condition. It can mean Dilma. It can mean like maybe, like a suffix. It can mean Ella, which is rejecting a previous. Ella that, so rejecting a previous assumption, and it could mean daha, it could mean because, as giving reason. So we hear it's giving reason, and it's saying vayiru kala'eda, that they became exposed. Why? Kimes Aaron, because Aaron died, and when Aaron died, the Anani Kavod disappeared, and therefore they were exposed, and they were open to attack. So chaz v'shnei and b'zchus Moshe, both of them returned in the zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that was the three things that we were zocha for these three tzaddikim. So Meis Moshe, then Moshe Rabbeinu died, Nistalku Kulan, and everything disappeared again. The Be'er, the Man, and the Anani Kavod all disappeared. Shenemar Vechad, Shlosh Asaroim, B'Yerech Echad. So the Pasuk is talking about Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, because we don't find three leaders that led Klal Yisrael together at any other point in history, except for these three siblings, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. V'chi B'Yerech Echad, Mesu, did they all die in 1 month? V'lo Miriam, Mesa, B'Nisan. Miriam died in Chodesh Nisan. We learned that from the fact that it says in Sefer Bamidbar in Parachav, Vayevo b'nei Yisrael kalei demidbar tzim b'chodesh harishon v'yashav ha'am b'kadesh v'tamas sham Miriam v'tikavar sham. It says b'chodesh harishon. B'chodesh harishon always means Nisan. And Aaron ba'av. Aaron died in Chodesh Av. That's also mefurish in the pasuk. The Aaron's yard site is explicit in the Torah. V'yal Aaron ha'koyin al har al pi Hashem v'yam sham b'shnas harbam l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael mitzrayim b'chodesh ha'chamishi b'echad l'chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Av is the yard site of Aaron HaKohen. Moshe ba'Adar, and Moshe Rabbeinu died in Chodesh Adar. The Gemara Darshan's Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel, and Kiddush Lamed Ches, that Moshe Rabbeinu died Dafka on Zayin Adar. So how can the Navi say they all died in 1 month? They died in three totally different months. El Melamich Nisbat L'Shosh Matanos Tov Shnitnu Al Yodon V'Nistalku Kulan B'Yerech Echad, that the three great Matanos that we received on account of these three leaders, that it was as if they all died in 1 month. because they kept on coming back in the zechus of whoever remained, but then when Moshe Rabbeinu died, all of it was gone, and therefore it was as if they all died in 1 month. So, but why do we quote all of this? Alma, Ashkan, Parnasa, Bishvil Yachid. Because Rabbi Yochanan taught this Chiddush that Parnasa comes to the world only Bishvil Rabbim. Rain will come Bishvil Yachid. Parnasa is only Bishvil Rabbim. But over here you have Parnasa, that meaning the man is Parnasa, and it comes on account of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu is a Yachid. Says, no. Shiny Moshe, Kivin de Rabbim Hubayi Karachim Dam. Since he asked for the man for the sake of Klal Yisrael, he's considered like the Rabbim. So even though the man was in his Zuchus, the Zuchus of Yachid, it's a Tzorech Rabbim, and since it was his request was the Tzorech Rabbim, he's considered like a Rabbim. So once we quote the Pasuk of Achra Shoshes Haroim, the Gemara brings a story that relates to this Pasuk. Rav Huna Bar Menoach, Rav Shmuel Bar Idi, Rav Chia Mivastanya, Havushchichi Kamei de Rava. These three Talmidim used to learn by Rava, Kinach Nafshei de Rava, and then when Rava passed away, Asul Kamei de Rav Papa, they needed a new Rebbe. So they went to Rav Papa. A person always needs a Rebbe. So when the Rebbe passes away, they go find a new Rebbe. So Kalema Stava Amrlu Shmeitza V'lom Mestavrlu. Anytime Rav Papa would say Chiddush and they didn't think it made sense, Havam Ramzi Adadi. They would make these motions to each other because as if to say, ah, if we only had Rava, he would know how to explain things properly. So Cholosh Daite. So they were only being Merames, right? So the Talmidim, when they're only Merames to each other, they assume the Rebbe doesn't see and the Rebbe doesn't pick up on it. But he realized what they were doing. He realized that they were mocking his shir. So he started feeling very upset. So Akriya B'chalmei, he was shown a pasuk in a dream, Ve'echad Shloshes Haroim. And that was a remez that all three of these Talmidim are going to die because they're being Mevayesh Rav Papa. So the Machar Kev Miftre Minei, the next day when they were taking leave of Rav Papa, at the end of shir, they would always say goodbye. They would always take leave of him. Some of them would be Mevakesh Roshos to leave. You always Mevakesh Roshos from a gadol. So they would say, he said to them, Lizlu Rabban B'Shalma, that maybe you should find a different yeshiva. You should go B'Shalom and learn by a different Rebbe, because he understood that it was going to be very bad for them to continue to learn by him. They were all going to be punished for learning by him. He didn't want to be the cause of their punishment. So he was telling them, go B'Shalom and go somewhere else, because this isn't good for you. Rav Sim Barashi Avshchia Kamed Rav Papa. Rav Sim Barashi used to learn Torah by Rav Papa. Have Makshele Tuva, and he would attack him with the questions. So Yomachad Chazya Tenafal Al Ape. One time Rav Simi saw that when Rav Papa was saying Tachlin, when he fell on his face to Davin, Shami Da Amar, he heard in his tefillah that he was saying Rachmanu Litzlan Mikisufa Deshimi, that Hashem should save me from the embarrassment I feel every time Shimi asked me a question. Kabbalah Leshtikusa. So Rav Simi said, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to ask any questions anymore. Visulu Akshilei. I'm going to be quiet. I'm not going to ask him anything because apparently it's causing him so much distress that he's feeling embarrassed because I'm attacking him in the middle of the shir all the time. So once we tell Rabbi Yochanan's idea that rain comes down for the sake of a yachid, the Gemara says that there are other people that also agree to this idea of Rabbi Yochanan, and there's a source for this idea of Rabbi Yochanan, that even though Parnas only comes Bishvil Rabbim, but rain comes bishvil yachid. Va'afresh lankish savar matar bishvil yachid. That rain comes on account of a yachid. Damresh lankish minayin lematar bishvil yachid. How do I know that rain comes on account of a yachid? D'chsev shalom Hashem matar be'es malkosh. Hashem osach chazizim matar geshem yitin lam li'ish esev basada. So for an ish, for one man, and for esev, for one piece of grass that needs rain, it's going to rain. So yachal akol, you might think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give rain unless everyone needs it. Talmud Omar, Le'ish. That's why Dafka says Le'ish, that even for one person who needs rain, Hashem is going to cause it to rain. Vitanya, and the Brisa says further, I Le'ish. If it only would have said Le'ish, Yachal Lekol Sedosav. I might think that if you have one very special person and all of his fields need rain, that will be enough reason for Hashem to bring rain. Talmud Omar, Sada. That's why the Pasuk says Sada, that even just if one of his fields require rain, Hashem will make a rain. I Sada, Yachal Lekol Sada. If it only said Sada, you would think, yeah, but the whole field must need rain in order for Hashem to make it rain. Tamalomar Esev. That's why the Pasuk says Esev, that even if only a single Esev Basada, a single vegetable, a single blade of grass, a single something in the field needs rain, Hashem will make it rain for all of his fields, for everything, on account of that one person's singular need. Kiyad Rav Daniel Bar Katina, and the Gemara brings a Maisa that relates to this. Rav Daniel Bar Katina, Avalei Ayiki Nasa, he had a certain garden, Kol Yoma Ava Azul V'Sayerla. Every day he would go to look and see what's doing with his garden. And when he checked how things were doing, Amar Vamishra Bayamaya, Vahamishra Lo Bayamaya, he would say, this row could use some more water, and the next row doesn't need so much water. It's perfect. Water would ruin it. It's perfectly fine in terms of how it's doing with water. So Vasa Mitra Kamashki Kalech Limibay Lemaya, and he was such a special person. He was Zocha that it rained Dafka on the rows of his field that needed water, and the rows of his field that didn't need water, they didn't rain on. So my Hashem osa chazizim. What's the hemshich of the pasuk? It says that Hashem makes chazizim b'lashon rabim. So I'm Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, melamed shekol tzadik v'tzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu osa lo chaziz bifnei atzmo. That each tzadik gets his own cloud for himself to saturate his fields. That everyone gets their own cloud. And lashon chazizim is the anonym of many tzadikim. So ask the Gemara, my chazizim. What are these chazizim? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Parchos. They're special clouds that empty out rain. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Simon Lamatar. A simon for a lot of rain is Parchos, is when these kinds of clouds appear in the skies. My Parchos, I'm Rabbi Papa, Eva Klisha Tuse Eva Smichta. The way to spot such a cloud is if you have thin clouds that are right underneath very thick clouds. That's an indication that you've spotted one of these special bracha clouds, because the thin clouds are closer to the ground, and the rain will come first from the thin clouds, so it will be a light rain first, but then ultimately when the rain arrives from the thicker clouds, it's going to really start to rain more heavily, and that's normally a gishmei bracha, when it starts off light and then it gets much heavier over time. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Nihila Mekami Mitra, and Rav Yehuda makes that exact point, that if you have a light rain prior to a more heavy rain, Asi Mitra, you know that it's going to be a lot of rain. It's not going to stop so soon. Basar Mitra, but if there's a light rain after a heavy rain, then Pasik Mitra, then you know that the rain is going to stop soon. Mikami Mitra, Asi Mitra, V'simenayach Maholta. The simen is a sieve where you sift flour. That when you sift flour, initially the soft pieces come through, and then the big pieces. Whereas rain, the Basar Mitra, Pasik Mitra, V'simenayach Charya Di'izi. The simen, to remember it, is the excrement of goats that originally comes out big and then comes out small. If you're familiar with those things, I guess it's a good simon to remember these things. So Ula Ikla Lebavel. Ula one time went to Bavel, Chaza Parchos, and he saw these anonym parchos. He saw these kinds of clouds. So they're a sign for you. Read the Skishamim. So Amalu, he told the people there, Panu Mani Dehashta Asimitra, get your Kalim out of the chutz or bring them inside, because they're going to get ruined, because it's going to rain very, very soon. L'sof lo Asimitra. And then it didn't rain. So it was a false alarm. So Amar Kiechid Meshaki Bavlai, Hachi Meshaki Mitrayu. He said, just like the Babylonians are a bunch of liars, so too their rain is a liar. That even when they're all the simanim, that it's going to rain, it's a lie. It doesn't actually end up raining. That's what the Marsha points back to the Gemara we had earlier, that the rain stops because of the Avera of Poskei Tzedakah L'Rabim Ve'inam Nosnim, that meaning the rain doesn't come on account of the liars, on account of people that say that they're going to give and don't give. So what does it mean the rain doesn't come? It means that it looks like it's going to rain, it looks like it's about to happen, and then it doesn't happen, just like the guy who's Poskei Tzedakah who says, yeah, I'm going to give, and then he doesn't give. So that's it happens in that way as a Mida Keneged Mida. Ula Ikla L'Bavel. So Gemara tells another story with Ula. Ula went to Bavel. Chazi Malot Sana de Tamri Bezuza. He saw that the price of dates that would make honey was very cheap, that you could fill a whole basket of dates for one zuz. Amar Malot Sana de Duvsha, a whole basket full of honey, Bezuza, for one zuz. Bavloi lo aski bar raisa, and with such plenty and with such a bracha, the Babylonians aren't learning Torah all day. They have so much. They have more parnasin than they could ever need. Why aren't they learning Torah constantly? So Belai, let's say, meaning, what's the point of bracha, right? What's the point of all this if you're not gonna learn Torah, right? That's the maisa that happened when they had the .com boom. Someone made a ton of money and they were very nervous about Ayin Hara. So they went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and they said that we're very nervous about Ayin Hara, that we have all this money now. So he said, oh, so now that you have this money, so you take off from the mornings and you learn? So, no, now I have all this money. I got to figure out what to do with this money. I got to work even harder. So no one's going to be jealous of you. Don't worry about it. So you're going to be fine. Meaning, well, what's to be jealous of if you don't have more time to be osek baraisa? So belayla tiaruhu. So that night, when he was eating, when he ate all these delicious dates, it caused him major stomach pains. Amar melotzim the sakina bezuza ubavloy osek baraisa, and changed his whole tune. He said that people eat this stuff that damages your stomach so much. I can't imagine that they ever learn Torah. How do you learn Torah when you're suffering so much from these stomach aches? Tanya Reb Lazar Omer Kol Olam Kulo Mimei Okaynus Hushosa. The entire world is somehow supported from the water that comes from the ocean. Shenemar ve'ed yalam in ha'aretz v'ishkes kol p'nei ha'adama, that a cloud fills up from water that comes from the ground and it goes up to the sky, and from there it comes down and it provides rain for the ground. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Lezer, could it be that the source of the rain is from the yam? How could that be, that the water comes from the ocean, goes in and evaporates, goes into the air and makes clouds and then comes back down, but the water that comes down is fresh water. The water of the ocean is salt water, so it doesn't make sense that it would be the same. So Rabbi Lezer responded to him that mismatkin ba'avim. Yeah, it gets sweetened, and the salt goes away when it's up in the clouds. So Rabbi Yeshua Omer kolom kulim mimayim ha'elyonim u'shosa. No, that's not the way rain works. The way rain works is it comes from the mayim ha'elyonim, from the waters in the sky, not from the waters of the ocean. Shneamar, because the pasuk says lemitar hashamayim tishte mayim elamani mekayim ve'dialim in arts. But what do I do with the pasuk ve'dialim in arts that a mist descends from down below? So melami chananim miskabim va'olim l'rakia uposkun pian kenodu mekablin me'matar, that the clouds go up to the rakia, they open up they open up like a door on a box that opens up, and all the meimatar goes into the clouds, and then the clouds disperses that throughout the world. Shenemar yozoku matar le'edo umenukavos ein kikvaro ubos mechashos mayim al gabi karka. It's like one of those watering planters that you pour a lot of water in the top, and then when you're watering your plants, it spritzes out in small amounts. So that's what a cloud is. It has like an opening at the top, and a ton of water gets put in, and then there are like these little holes on the bottom, and that spritzes out to water everything that needs watering over here. So menukavos ein kikvara ubos mechashos mayim al gabi karka shnei mechashos mayim avishchakim ve'in bein tipa l'tipa l'kamelo nima, and in between each drop of rain is just like a hair's width. Lamedcha tell you shegadol yom hagshamim kiyom shenivru bo shemayim va'aretz, that yom hagshamim is as great as the day that shemayim va'aretz were created. Shemar also gadol l'zayin cheker uksiv hanosin matar al pnei aretz uksiv la'alan halo yodate im lo shamata elukei olam Hashem ein cheker l'tvu naso, that the lashon cheker is used in Briyas ha'olam. So you see that a rainy day is the same lashon is used to describe a rainy day as Briyas shemayim va'aretz, so they're the equivalent of each other. Who's the pasuk following? When the pasuk says Mashka Harim Me'ali Yosef, Sam Rabbi Yochan Me'ali Yosef Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means Me'ali Yosef Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the source of rain is from the Mayim Elyonim. It doesn't mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu is omeid Ba'ali Yosef and is Mashka the Aretz that's down below. It means that it comes from the source of rain is from the Mayim Elyonim. Kiman Krav Yeshua. That assumes like Rabbi Yeshua that all the world gets rain from the Mayim Elyonim, and not like who was it, Rabbi Eliezer, who said that it comes from the ocean, that the water evaporates from the ocean and then makes clouds. Rabbi Eliezer could darsh in the pasuk even the salki lahasam. Once the water goes up into the clouds, Mashkam El Yosef Kariluhu. That's also called Mashkam El Yosef because it's also coming down from the skies. Because if you don't say that the Mel Yosef is lav dafka. So when it says in the Klalos that Hashem is going to give him a tar ascha evek va'offer min hashamayim heichi mishkachsa, there's no offer that comes from shamayim. El kivin demadli lahasa, must be that since it's going to be blown up to the sky and then fall back down on earth, min hashamayim karile, that's also called that it comes min hashamayim. So achanami kivin de salki lahasa me'al Yosef karile. You want to know how the water can come me'al Yosef? It really starts down here, but it goes up and then comes back down. So that's why it's called me'al Yosef. And last one, Kemanaz Adra Michanina, Konis Kanin Meyam Nosim Ba'u tzarus to homos, and Rabbi Chanina darshins the pasuk mi garam lo tzarus shismalu bar. What causes the granaries to be full of grain? It's the tahomos. It's the water that comes from the tahomos, from the depths. So that's Rabbi Eliezer. That's exactly like Rabbi Eliezer, that the water comes from down here initially. It goes up to the sky and then comes back down. Rabbi Yeshua would respond, no. Hahu b'briyasa shel olam. That's talking about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that it was flooded with water and he gathered all the water to one place, like a person who gathers mayim into a receptacle, and he put it in otsaros, and that's what the pasuk says, no sin but otsaros tahomos, that because Hashem gathered all that water, so now that water is going to supply humanity forever. But not but now, every time it rains, it originates in the sky. It doesn't originate from down here. So this is the machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, how it rains. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up a ton of Rabbanan on the top of Yud Amud Aleph.